Let's catch up with our buddy Ryan Pizziola from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. Ryan, how are things going in the shop, man?
Things are going good. Getting some feedback from the hunters, and you know, some positive, some negative. A lot of people are saying that they've had deer all summer long on cameras and in the yards and areas they're hunting, and now they're not there.
Really? That's very, very consistent with, well, I shouldn't say every report, but a lot of reports I'm getting in, people seem to be all of a sudden concerned that their trail cams aren't showing that much activity for white-tailed deer. So, first of all, are you experiencing that? Because you got more cameras out than anybody I know.
Absolutely, Adam. The patterns have changed. It's nothing to be concerned about. Statistically, in my notes, it happens yearly. Don't panic, guys. The deer are still in your area. It's just things are changing. A lot of people in the woods this time of year are moving deer around, or maybe they're just bunkered down in your area. They're not necessarily coming into the food or food sources or water sources. They're just like holed up tight in the bedding area. And I've seen a lot of bucks rubbing, making scrapes. You know, things are changing. And like I said, there's nothing to be concerned about. It's going to get a lot better here in the next couple of days.
So let's talk a little bit about what you're doing right now. And again, remind folks how many trail cameras you have out, and have you switched them from one area or types of areas to others to monitor the deer?
So right now I'm down to about 10 cameras in the woods. Normally I run 20, 25 in the summer. I changed them. Right now I have more of my cameras on, not necessarily mineral spots or feeding areas, more of the transition, the logging roads, the two tracks, the deer runs themselves, because that seems to be where the activity is when there is activity right now. Like I say, pre-rut in Marquette County, I believe it started. The young bucks, they're not coming into the food sources. They're marking their territories. They're checking out their surroundings and seeing what their competition is in the area. So absolutely, I've changed my tactics on my cameras and my hunting positions as well this time of year.
So you just attribute this to a summer to fall pattern for the white-tailed deer.
That's my opinion. Some people say it's predators, it's bears, it's this, it's that. If you sit back and think about it, guys, that happens every year.
It does happen every year. There you go. From a person that I highly trust as a bow hunter in the Upper Peninsula, Ryan Pizziola from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. Like to talk some birds, bear, maybe any fishing or any shop news you got for us, if we could continue with you later this hour.
You sure can, Adam.
Stay tuned. We'll continue with Ryan in downtown Ishpeming later this hour on The Outdoor Show.